Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I'm so glad you're here and I'm so excited for today's episode.
I want to talk about that feeling of like being stuck in an abusive relationship. So you're in this relationship and you just feel stuck. It's like you know you need to leave, but you can't leave. Maybe you have left before and you just keep going back and forth with this person. You're on the hamster wheel and you know you're on the wheel and you just can't get off of the wheel. I want to talk about trauma bonding and really why we can't seem to get off that hamster wheel. Why at times we're stuck when logically we know we should not be in this relationship, and really just how to stop this abusive cycle kind of once and forever for you. So one of the reasons why I wanted to touch on this topic this week was because I think understanding why we're energetically connected to people, why we have this trauma bond, why we seem to not be able to just leave this relationship. I mean, this goes way beyond, you know, afraid of being alone or a fear of the unknown or having some insecurities within our own selves. It has a lot to do with those things, but really the reasons why we can stay stuck for so many years, for so long in relationships that we know are not good for us, that we know the relationship needs to end. Like I said, logically, we know all of these things, but for some reason, we just can't do it. So one of the things that I want to really stress right in the beginning of this video is I don't want anyone to watch this video that can relate to this topic and immediately start judging yourself. This video and this topic is not about you judging yourself for things that you didn't do in the past. This is about learning why you probably did those things and hopefully gaining a lot of insight to move on in a healthy way and maybe getting unstuck from, you know, this relationship. So I do not want you to judge yourself. I do not want you to shame yourself. This is not about the coulda, shoulda, woulda. This is not about looking back in hindsight, you know, saying I saw intuitively, I felt something about this person and I didn't listen to myself, and really beating yourself up and getting down on yourself, because when you know better, you do better. So you're knowing better, you're learning, and even if intuitively you had those vibes going on early with this person and you didn't listen to them, you weren't maybe equipped to listen to them. So this isn't about blaming yourself or judging yourself. So I just wanted to get that straight out of the way so we can get into really the nitty-gritty of why you're so stuck in this relationship. So what is trauma bonding? When we have relationships, we all know bonding in general, you know, a mother and a child bonding skin to skin. We bond with everyone that we have a relationship with. So when we share lives together, when we share experiences together, when we share love and trust and sex and intimacy and conversation and children and marriage, et cetera, I can go on and on. When we share life with other people, we are bonding with them. So all of those things are reasons that we become bonded with another person. Now, who we choose to bond with is a different story. So if we are not healthy and if we are not whole and if we don't know how to love ourselves, if we don't know how to pick the people in our lives that are good for us, then we are going to bond with people that are abusive and unhealthy and toxic and really, really bad for us. We might have internal wounds that we haven't healed or dealt with, and because of those wounds are ultimately choosing who we bond with, and it'll probably end up being someone who is abusive and unhealthy. So the bonding process, whether it's a trauma bond or whether it's just bonding in general, is a biological process that happens. And because it's something that's kind of out of our control, so to speak, it makes leaving a relationship really difficult, because we have shared intimacy with a person. We have shared an experience with this person. We have a shared life with this person. We have bonded with this person that then it becomes difficult to kind of break away from that. And again, if we haven't learned how to create that bubble, if we haven't learned how to have healthy standards, if we haven't learned what healthy relationships should look like and how they should feel like, then we're going to bond with people that we should not be bonding with. And regardless of who we bond with, it's always difficult to break that bond. So your body doesn't know when it's linking with someone that this person is unhealthy. I mean, it'll tell you in different ways. Intuitively, you know, you'll get vibes and you might have symptoms, but I'll get into that later on. But you're bonding and it's you're not able to tell really whether or not someone is good or bad for you. You're just gonna bond regardless. Now, a trauma bond is when we're bonding with someone who is unhealthy for us, who is abusive, who is toxic, narcissistic, whatever you wanna say, someone that is not good for us. And the trauma is what happens over time. So when we're emotionally abused, when we're narcissistically abused, it is not like sexual abuse. It is not like physical abuse. It doesn't just happen one time and you were abused in an instant, in one instant. It is a gradual thing that happens over time. So the trauma of a long time of, you know, gaslighting and manipulation and shaming and being passive aggressive and all of these different tactics that the abuser has used on you over a long period of time creates trauma. Now, the other factor for trauma bonding has to do with the blueprint, like we have kind of touched on earlier, the blueprint of what you deem a relationship to look like. Now, this blueprint was created in childhood. It has been programmed into your subconscious. So your parents, the people that raised you, the people that had the most influence on you, you as a child witnessing these relationships, and again, they don't have to be severely abusive where, you know, there's hitting and there's beating and there's drinking and all of these things. We've been just programmed and taught that abuse only looks like that. But, you know, mommy being passive aggressive to dad all the time, or dad manipulating mom, and, you know, mom being a narcissist and dad being a codependent, that's abuse right there. So even though mom and dad aren't raging alcoholics that are beating each other, they're still abusing each other in different ways, emotionally. And you witness that as a child. So your blueprint is that this is what a normal relationship looks like. Now, as you get older, logically, you know, oh, mommy probably shouldn't have done that to dad, and dad shouldn't have done that to mom, but it's all you've ever known. It's all you've ever seen. So it becomes part of your blueprint. And unless you are mindful of what your blueprint looks like, then you won't be able to really ever change it. So when you grow up with abuse, you, in the back of your mind, in your subconscious, way deep inside, you have actually built up a tolerance for abuse. So that's why when we don't know these things, when we're not aware that this is what our blueprint looks like, and we go out and we start dating, and we meet someone, and we're dating them, and we see these red flags, or we start seeing this abuse over time, we don't have the self-love within ourselves to say, okay, that's abuse, and I'm not gonna tolerate that. We don't love ourselves enough to know that that's not okay and I don't deserve that. And we don't know how to stand up for ourselves. We don't know how to set boundaries. And if we know how to set boundaries, we don't know how to enforce them when that abuser crosses the line between respect and disrespect. So I wanna go over a couple of things, symptoms really, of how you can know whether or not you're experiencing a trauma bond. And one of the biggest ones, like I said early on, is that feeling of feeling stuck. It's like logically, you know, you should not be in this relationship. You know that this person is abusive. They do things all the time that are hurtful and abusive to you, and you just keep taking it. And for some reason, you go back and forth and back and forth. Another really big symptom of trauma bonding is when your family and friends see the difference in you. You know, they see that you're not the person that you once were, or they see that you've kind of lost that spark that you used to have about life, and you're not as excited and happy as you used to be. You know, maybe your personality has changed a little bit. And this is when your family and friends really have seen things in your partner and are asking you, like, why are you with this person? Like, you deserve so much better. When these things start happening, again, this isn't a definite you're in a trauma bonding situation, but these are all symptoms of trauma bonding. And one of the absolute biggest symptoms of trauma bonding is you believing that this person is a good person. Now, when trauma happens, when abuse happens, again, it happens over time. So if you're dealing with an emotional abuser, if you're dealing with a narcissist, you have seen glimpses of an amazing human being. You have seen love bombing. You have seen them being the person that you fell in love with. And then that person goes away. And then that person comes back. and that person is so inconsistent that they're actually showing you that they're really not that good person that you think that they are. But because you're projecting what you want to see in this person, or what you hope to see, or what you, you know, want to see someday, or even that belief of, you know, I think this person's a good person. Like, I know that it's gonna come back and it's gonna be what it once was. You have this hope and this, like, you know, faith and desire in this person that really now is showing you they're not that person. So, and I think that that's a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people, because when they're in relationships and they've seen this amazing human being, the person that they fell in love with, it's hard at times to accept that that person wasn't real, that maybe that person wasn't real, that maybe it was just a mask, you know, that maybe they were just love bombing you and it was all manipulation. And it's a tough pill to swallow. It's a hard pill to swallow. And I'm gonna bet that you're a really good person that likes to believe the best in people. And while that's an amazing quality to have, you know, we don't wanna walk around life and just think everyone is toxic, everyone is a narcissist, everyone has an agenda. Like, we don't wanna walk around life thinking those things, but we also don't wanna walk around thinking that everyone is a good person. And just because you see a little glimpse of someone that's kind of nice, that just means that they're the nicest person in the world and that they're so loving, and when they haven't even proven that to you. And it's not easy to do when you are bonded with someone, when you have had a relationship with this person, you've been intimate, you've been married, you've shared kids, you've shared 30 years together, or whatever the situation is, even if it's only been a year or 6 months or what have you, it's not easy to accept the person that's now in front of you. And I'm not trying to downplay this at all. I just want you to understand that you're believing this person is good when they're showing you that they're not that person. And you have to believe what you see. You know, it's that quote, when people show you who they are, believe them. And when you love yourself and you know what the standard is to be in your life, you hold people to a very high standard, and that not anyone, you know, you don't just trust every single person that comes along. You don't just give yourself to every single person that you date or meet, that you don't project what you want and your fantasies on someone else. You allow someone to show you who they are, and then you get to decide whether or not this person fits the model of a partner or a husband or a wife or a girlfriend or a family member or a sister. And again, this isn't about looking for perfection. It's about just saying, like, what is the bare minimum to be in my life? And I think that that's something that a lot of us don't often do. We just kind of take whatever comes along, because we never were taught how to love ourselves. We were never taught that it's perfectly acceptable to have standards. And when someone doesn't meet your standards, then they might need to leave your life. One of the most important things to understand about trauma bonding is it very much is like a drug addiction. So your body, your hormones, chemicals, everything inside of you is going to go through the same things that it would go to if you were addicted to a drug. You're going to get the highs, you're going to get the lows. You know, when you're having those lows and that person's pulling away and you just keep at it. You just keep having faith that this person is a good person. You keep going back for more. You know, that saying of when it's good, it's great. When it's bad, it's terrible. That always happens in these types of relationships. And when you know you're experiencing a trauma bond, it's when you know that I constantly feel this. I constantly feel up and down. And when I feel low, it's like I just want to be near that person because I know that person is a good person. I know that it's there. And you just keep going back for more. So you have to understand that this is way beyond you just having a bond with someone. This is now like a drug addiction. And in order to break that addiction, you have to accept that this is not going to be easy. So how do we really stop this abusive cycle? How do we stop this trauma bond? One of the first things is, like I just said, acceptance. You have to accept that this is an addiction. You have to accept that you have been in an abusive relationship. You have to accept that the person you are with, or you're trying to escape from or end the relationship from, they are not who you think they are. That person doesn't exist anymore. Whether they are narcissistic, whether they are emotionally abusive, whether they are highly manipulative, it doesn't really matter. Essentially, the character that they were playing is no longer, you know, running the show anymore. That mask has fallen off, and now they're showing really either who they really are or just their own damage and wounds that they have within themselves. And you're seeing all of this play out in front of you. So accepting that it's time for this relationship to end, accepting that you are addicted on some level to the pain, to the back and forth, and that this process is going to be tough. It doesn't mean that it can't happen and that you can't escape this relationship. You absolutely can, because whenever you think that you're in the worst situation possible, just know that there's someone that's been through something harder than you. And that's not, I'm not saying that to make you feel bad. I'm saying it to give you, to encourage you, to motivate you, to make you understand that you're capable of leaving this relationship and you're capable of far more than you give yourself credit for. So the next thing is you have to decide that you want to be happy. You are now making the decision that I want to be happy. And being happy means I need to leave this relationship. And you need to be able, in order to be happy, you have to do the work. And so many people will come to me and they'll say, I just want to be happy again. I don't want to be in this relationship. And at a certain point, you have to stop making all of the excuses. And you have to define, well, what does happiness look like in my life? Do I want a new job? Do I, you know, want to change my look? Do I want to just live a peaceful life? Do I want to just be single for a while? Do I want to get married again someday? You have to really define what is happiness to you and start making small steps every single day to do the work within yourself to heal all of the wounds that you know you need to heal from, to start learning how to love yourself, do the affirmations, do meditations, learn the tips and tricks that work best for you. You know, what works for me may not work for you, but you have to be able to try different things in order to help your own self-confidence, learn how to love yourself, help your own self-worth. You need to learn, what are the standards for relationships in my life? What are the standards for someone being in my life? Do I even have any? And you have to learn how to start being selfish, to put yourself first, to learn how to heal that codependency within yourself. You have to do the work. You can't just live every single day and not put in any time and effort to develop yourself, to work on yourself, to love yourself. This is a journey. This type of work, healing from these things, you know, I have so many clients who are very, very successful entrepreneurs. You know, they make a lot of money. They're really successful in their jobs. And they all say the same thing. It's harder to do this inner work, to learn how to love myself and deal with these emotional issues, than it was to have this amazing career that I have or make all of this money that I have. And I think Les Brown says it. He's a motivational speaker. If you've never heard of him, definitely go check him out. He's absolutely amazing. But he always, I think this is him, I'm not even quite sure now, but he always would say, you know, the easiest thing I did was make $1 million, but what it took to get there was the hardest thing. The next thing is, don't get discouraged in this process. You know, you leaving this relationship, it takes time. Don't get discouraged if you slip up and you text your partner, your ex-partner or whatever, or if you call them or whatever. Don't get discouraged through this process, because this process is difficult. You're addicted. You're breaking an addiction right now. But I think when people get so overwhelmed with leaving a relationship like this and having this trauma bond with this person, they get overwhelmed because I think they look at the overall goal. Okay, I want to leave this person. Oh my God, what is it going to take for me to get there? Oh my God, I need to move out. I need to get a job because I'm financially dependent on this person. Oh my God, there are kids involved, and what's going to happen now? And now I'm not going to see my children as much. And, you know, what's going to happen to my finances? Where am I going to live? And, you know, maybe I'm not going to ever find anyone ever again. And my clock is ticking and I want to have babies soon, or all of these things. And when you start running through all of the things that could go wrong and all of the things that you need to do to get away from this person, it becomes very overwhelming. And that's when we get the anxiety. That's when we stay stuck. And instead of saying, okay, I'm leaving this relationship and I'm going to take it moment to moment, I'm going to have the conversation with this person and I'm going to end it. And I've had this conversation 50 or 60 times and I've cried wolf, and they know that I keep coming back, but this time I mean it. And every time I find myself wanting to go back, I'm gonna love myself, I'm gonna parent myself, I'm gonna sit with myself on a lonely Tuesday and I have no plans and nothing going on and I don't have my kids and that's depressing, but I'm gonna love myself and I'm gonna learn how to deal with it. I'm gonna learn how to take care of myself. When you live in these small moments, when you say, okay, my first step is I need to find a job. Okay, my first step is I need to have this conversation with my spouse. Okay, my first step is I need to tell this person that they're not coming to my house no more and I need to change the locks or whatever the situation is, taking those small steps and living moment to moment. That is where happiness actually lies, and that's when you realize you're stronger than you think you are because you're not worried about everything and how you're gonna handle everything, because even the strongest person, that is an overwhelming feeling. But instead, you're just living moment to moment. You're not getting discouraged. You're not getting down on yourself. You're just supporting yourself and loving yourself. You're treating yourself as if this was your best friend going through this process. And know that while, yes, this might be difficult and I might have setbacks, I'm going to see this through because I deserve to be happy. I deserve to have an amazing relationship. I deserve to have, you know, peace and contentment, and this relationship is nothing of what I'm looking for, and it's time for the relationship to end. As hard as it is, as painful as it's going to be, I think when you go through something traumatic in life, when you go through something hard in life, like a divorce, like a painful breakup, and you learn about yourself, and you learn about why was I attracted to this person? Why am I now in this trauma bond? Why am I now addicted to this pain? When you start unraveling all that stuff, while it seems scary at times, it's really not. It actually allows you to better understand yourself. It allows you to learn and grow and to learn new skills that you didn't learn growing up that you should have learned. And it allows you to be a better version of yourself for the next person and for yourself so you can create the life that you really want to live.
So that is it for now. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and I will see you in my next episode.